Good evening. Thank you for calling Raise Roofing. This is Melissa. How can I help you?
Melissa, let's raise the roof, okay?
Let's do it.
All right. Hey, I'm looking over your guys' notes here, and things are coming through, huh?
Yeah, we got one. It was crazy. We literally, when I was on the phone with Stephanie, one came through you guys.
Okay.
And the call got kind of jumbled, so I called him back, and then he called me back.
Mm-hmm.
And that one came from Google.
Okay,
and
good.
And we were going to go out there today, but the weather was not permitting, and it's like a two-story
frame.
That
would be awesome
train.
If you did a good job off that. Oh, that would be awesome. Like, yeah.
It's a repair. We're thinking it's probably something, and even the client thinks it's probably something that came through the ridge vent. They're on the water. So with all the high winds that we have, we're seeing a lot of that come in.
Okay.
But the guy's really sweet, so we did have to reschedule. We're either to go, like, this weekend or Monday with the weather permitting, and the guy was completely understandable with all that.
Okay.
And then another one came through on Yelp, which was kind of odd. I tried the message. We tried the call. He wanted us to do some gutter cleaning on a property that he has, or a client of his has, that was like 20 condos, but that we looked it up. It's 20 different buildings.
Oh, I see.
And they said their budget was only $1,000.
Yeah.
And we were like, I was like, that's $50 a building going up and down. Like, if it was one structure, I could see that. But, so we're trying to get with him and kind of get a little bit more information, but he is at the college back.
So you can, like work with him or try to get something out of it, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay.
So
cool.
We're kind
so Yelp is starting
window,
to kick in.
Well,
so good.
Yeah.
That's, thank God. Like, thank God stuff's now finally starting to, like, get momentum on. So that's good. See? And Yelp, we just kicked on, so, and that's already, like, getting you stuff, like, you know, and it's just going to get you more and more, so. And it sounds like that repair job should be good. Now, did that repair job come from, was that a Google, like, paper lead, or was that just a regular Google lead?
Like, when I answered the phone, it was, I forget how it said it, but it said, it may have said this is Google or a Google call or something like that. And so it was a Google, so I don't know if any money came off of it yet or not until we go out there. I'm not quite sure.
Let me see. Let me check your dashboard, and I can tell.
Okay.
So you got some local leads now. So, yeah. Is that the private number? The 443 number?
His number was, hold on one second. His number was a 910. It's at the
910? Okay.
Yeah, I had it as scheduled. I did add.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's the that looks like that's your regular. That's the that's the Google Verify. That's your pay per lead.
Okay. Yeah, because it does say Google Guaranteed Call.
Yeah.
So that's
your pay per lead, and then you got one for 443 number. Let's see this one. Send over invoice.
Oh, that one was the one that was calling about
invoice. Yeah.
Yeah, which I sent that over. That was a gutter job we did.
Cool.
Back. Yeah.
SMS. Let's see how we're looking on that. So you've gotten some text. That's the 443-1704. Yeah, Rick Sullivan. Okay. Hey, you've been good on my marking what's what. That's good. I see that too.
Yeah.
Okay. So at least your Google Guaranteed is like now starting to kick in. So that's money right there. So that's good. And then let's see how Yelp really works out for you guys this month as well. You know?
Yeah. So, we'll play it by ear. So
yeah.
I mean, we even spoke with our realtor. We speak with her a lot, and she has given our name out to her firm and everything. And she's actually bought a home over in Smeeds Ferry in like a new construction area, and they were seeing some like drifts coming in the attic, and she asked for our advice, and then she did give out our number to everybody that she spoke with. So she's like, you should be getting some calls, but they may be waiting until all the crazy weather is surpassed.
Exactly. There's a lot going on right now in the world, especially for businesses, you know. But I'm just happy that momentum is now starting to build, like, up now. Now we got 2 calls already. Right, we went from like nothing, like no good leads, to now you have 2 leads, right? So that all just started. And that just happened. Yeah. So now it's just going to start building better and better from there. So that's fantastic.
And Matt, there was something, I can't remember if I told Stephanie because the call got cut because of that call that came in. The Facebook ads, when I'm on my dashboard on the phone and you go to, like, you have, like, all your stuff, your little boxes, the Facebook ad clicks. It says 0, and then when you go to it, everything
it
is
2,
zeroed.
Huh?
Well, no, I have everything on mine is zeroed out.
Yeah, I show, I see 0, but when you click on Facebook ads, it shows there's 2, Rick Solomon and Mary Wright. It shows 2, the meaning that you've gotten 2 off, like, but those weren't valid leads. They saw your Facebook ads, but they're not valid leads. Like, you know what I mean?
Well, what I'm talking about is just, like, the dashboard for Facebook ads.
Okay.
All of my columns are zeroed out. Like, link clicks 0, amount spent 0, impression 0, reach 0, messages 0, call 0, page engagement 0.
Huh. I'll have to have them,
Facebook,
like,
Facebook ad preview, and you guys did do a new one for the top sale choice. That's awesome.
Yeah, let me see. I haven't seen the ads lately. Yeah. So I know the team's working on it. Like, they're definitely not sitting back, you know?
Yeah. Oh, no. Stephanie did say they were working on it because some of our some of our Google reviews disappeared as well.
Yeah, I heard 2 of them, right? Did 2 of them go away?
We are up to, let me see here, we are down, oh my God, now it only says 7 on my dashboard. Like, one day it was, let's see, 2 days ago it was 13, then
it
went to 11.
And I saw it was 15.
Well, on Google, it'll show 15. Like 5 stars and 15.
Yeah.
But it was only reading 11 the last time I looked at it.
All you care about is the main number, though, like at the top. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but you can't read them.
That's true. But nobody's going to go in and read, like, every single one of them. But if you go to, like, so for instance, when you click on, if you go to Google and then you go, I use my Google Maps. Right? So then I just type your name in Ray's Roofing, and then I go to reviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I start from newest, right? So Jeanette 1, Lisa 2, Matthew 3, RB 4, Michelle 5, Alyssa 6, Linda 7, Autumn 8, Joey 9. Yeah, I'm only seeing like 9.
And the number keeps on going down.
Sorry. I see 10. Like, I see total of 10. So there's 1.
How weird. You know what also is weird? So some of them, I'm on Google right now as well.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yep, I'm seeing 10 right now. Like, actual, like, reviews. But maybe some of these people gave you 5-star reviews, but they didn't write anything.
No, everybody wrote something. I wish I thought I had taken screenshots, and I was trying to figure out, okay, which 2 reviews I was missing the other day.
Yeah.
And it was my realtor, Michelle, and then Joey, who was works with TRG, who we work with.
Joey, I see on here. I see
Joey's back, and so is Michelle. Like, I don't know what Google's doing, but are they just like...
I see Michelle Cudney.
But, like, then you're on there, but now Jenny Williams is gone.
Jenny
Kwalik is gone.
I remember Jenny Williams. Yeah, I remember because I remember seeing her review, like,
and then Cosmic
last
Forces.
Week, right? Wasn't she like last week? Yeah.
Those were the new ones,
Maybe because you did it too quick. Maybe they, but no, they wouldn't get rid of them like that. You know?
Yeah, I mean, because up there it says 5-star, 15, but then it only shows.
Yeah, the... why are they suppressing it?
Yeah, exactly. That's what my thought was. And then on our dashboard, the local splash, each day I look at it, it goes down. Now there's only 7 total reviews, it's saying it on here.
Wow. I know. Here, let me go back in your account.
So I'm like, what is
review count incorrect. Contacted Google. This was April. She put this note in, and this was 2 days ago. Review count showed 15, while actual reviews only 13. Google to fix review count. So, yeah, we are, like, actively talking. So we are reaching out to Google on that to get that worked out. So don't worry. That's definitely a minor issue compared to the big scope of things. But, yeah, we definitely need to make sure, because you are actively trying to get more reviews.
Yeah, I sent out some more requests to the other day when you sent a message, and I was like, I'm on it, and I sent out, I think, 3 more, I believe it was, 3 or 4.
That's awesome.
And they were like,
you're getting more reviews.
You're
definitely getting more reviews. You're definitely getting, how's that picture coming out, by the way? You guys started, like...
We haven't done it yet because
the weather
has been crap. Yeah. So we're kind of waiting for a nice sunny day to, stand in front of the trucks and, you know.
Yeah.
How big's
your team?
Well, it's just Joe and I. And
Like the Lewis Pack one, like I told you, make sure it's, like, it's not too far, like,
up in your face.
And not too in your face, but not too, like, Lewis Pack is, like, the perfect, like, zoom in. Right, because you see their full body, you see the full van, right? But it's not so far out, like, you don't see them. Like, you see it, it's, like, really, like, it's, like, the perfect distance, like, the zoom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you guys can mimic that, that's kind of what I'm, like would really like. But that photo made those guys a lot of money out. I'm not even joking. So, get us a good photo on that. And then, let's just keep working on those 5 stars. You're doing a good job. We're at 15, okay? So whether they're all showing or not, but it's the number that really, you know? Now, whether they're going to display all of it, that's a whole different story. But, you know, at least you're at 15, you know?
Yeah.
So we just need to get 10 more.
Okay.
I know you're going to do it. I know. So get one here, get another one, just don't get so many in one day, because that might have maybe triggered something, you know?
I didn't think everybody was going to do it, you know?
That's why you were trying to say, hey, will you give me a 5, so you thought it would trickle in instead of, and then all of a sudden everybody came and did it, you know?
My friends and family are quite loyal, but the last batch,
that's right or die right there.
Like,
so that's...
And they didn't do it yet, so now I'm going to have to yell at them.
So it's like, why are I, it really is a numbers game, but... You know, we just got to get over this little hump, get it to 25, you know, and I'm glad the Yelp is working out. Make sure that whoever, you do that Yelp job for, too, that they give you a 5-star on both Yelp and on Google.
Yeah, I will. And, if he calls me back, I'm going to try and call him again. It shows he read my message, but he never responded back. That was kind of odd.
Just be like, hey, I know the weather's kind of crazy and whatnot. You know, I want to make sure we fit you into our schedule, and so we can come out. Was he trying to get you guys to come out there, or did he kind of, want you, or did he try to reschedule?
So he left a message. Let me pull it up real quick. Give me just a second. It was kind of funny because both guys that reached out, both name were Chris, and I was thinking to myself, is this the same guy? But this is a completely different property. So we have a client in Jacksonville, North Carolina, with a property consisting of 21 and 2-story townhomes, which need gutter cleaning, roofs, and gutters. Yeah, that's the Yelp one.
Okay.
But the project has a budget of $1,000, and we're hoping to have it started on the 9th of February. And I'm like, that's a lot of up and down. Because we pulled
for
it up, and
bucks,
Joe was like, if it's one building, that's one thing. But if I'm up and down and all around, that's $50 a building. That's kind of...
Yeah.
But we were willing to at least talk with him and,
you guys,
you know,
maybe,
kind of
yeah,
get a better scope on exactly what he will.
Yeah, maybe
he
go meet
pretty
him down there with him so you can see. You know, maybe
yeah,
counter and say, look, I can't do this for $1,000, but we can probably do it for, you know, whatever, you know. So, like,
right,
but, you know, definitely get the work off of that, you know, just so you can get that momentum, you know, get that 5-star review, too. That'll help, you know.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah.
But, yeah, totally. That's good. I'm glad Yale came through. I'm glad that you finally got a Google lead. Jeez, that, like, you know.
It only took a month, but it's okay.
Hey. You know, like, yeah, but it's just what's frustrating because, you know, like, I know every business needs business right now. And, like, you know, I see the good stuff. And then, like, I have clients like you that it's like, okay, we got, what can we do to, like, you know, speed up the process, you know?
Right. And I get it was the holiday season as well,
yeah,
you know, when we started it. So
yeah,
definitely got the benefit of
the
doubt
time
in my mind.
So, you know, but it's all good. But, you know, I'm just glad now you got some momentum. Now we're on the right track, you know. So
absolutely.
And stay on top of those leads. Can't stress that enough. Especially the Yelps. You got to be on those, like butter.
You
and
know
then you saw the Google, how the Google paper leads go through. Now, if those Google paper leads, if they don't make sense, okay, remember, the only two times you get charged on those paper leads is if you get pricing over the phone or you agree to go meet that person. If that
correct
call, like, doesn't make sense to get, like, pricing or meet that person, in other words, if it's, like, an okay lead, then don't get pricing or go meet that person so you don't pay for that lead.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So keep that in mind. Okay. So as
okay,
the phone
absolutely
starts to, like, ring more on those paper leads, you know, now you know a little bit.
Kind of dissect it a little
exactly
bit.
Exactly. Ask the question. Get, you know, really, like, dig deep a little bit before you decide to go meet that person because you're going to pay for that call, right,
right,
on that lead. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I don't want you just spending money on those paper leads. Let me just find out. Do you remember what those cost? Do you remember, like, I remember I gave you the
I think it was like 21 to 41 or something, or 20 to 50 or something like that.
I can tell you right now here. I can go into your placements here. I was going to go try to find my email I sent to you a while ago, but I have another cheat way of doing it. So here,
it may have been up to $55.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now what it's going to run you.
And I know
yeah, no, it is.
On,
it's,
like,
it is 55. It's 54.67, but just to, like, round it up, it's 55.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's 55 per qualified lead. Okay, so what they consider a qualified lead is anything you give pricing over the phone or anything you agree to meet that person.
Okay.
So every time you take that Google, like, see, now you know how those come in now, right? So,
yeah,
like, you're always going to think in the back of your mind, okay, does this person make sense to spend $55 on? Yes, if
right
it does. If it's a good lead, spend it. They're great leads. You're going to have a high closing rate on them. Maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So we start getting you more organically on the search engines for that stuff to start kicking in, you know? But the $55 leads are great leads, but just, like, what I'm saying is don't just pay for everybody, you know what I mean? Like, really,
absolutely,
you know. But right now, you need leads, so. You
yeah,
know,
exactly. That's why I was like, we got you.
we'll take anything right now, but over time, as more and more stuff comes through, right, we'll get more and more
picky. We'll dissect it a little bit. We'll be a little
exactly
bit more picky.
That's all.
Yeah.
Exactly. I just don't want you spending money on, like, people that don't make sense, you know. But
right,
that's good. So I'm glad we got two leads now working. Yeah, so we just, like, that's great, man. We just started Yelp, so we should really get some good jobs this month now that everything's starting to kick on. So I'm
yeah
really happy for you guys. Keep working on those 5 stars, and then
yeah
I can't wait to see your photo that you guys come up with for
yeah
us to put all over as well.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yep. Awesome. Sounds good, Matt. Thank you so
yeah
much for the call.
Do you need any help with the app or anything, or like you good with the Facebook thing, or do you need my team to kind of go through that with you?
I think I'm pretty good. Okay. I did notice when adding, like, another note, like, when I called Chris today, well, Joe called him today, and we rescheduled because of the weather.
Yeah.
I went in to add a note, but I had to add to the previous note. So I just put the date on there.
Yeah.
And then added the note. So that kind of was messing with me a little bit because on another platform I used, like, you could, well, in my roof teeth, actually, when you add a note, it's like a new note. So it's,
so we are working on this tech. We are working on this technology too, just kind of like plant the seeds. It's a digital assistant. So let's say somebody calls, right, and you're tied up or it's late at night, right? It can literally engage with your client, like, through AI. Like, we've been testing this technology, like, it's our own proprietary technology. My owner, by the way, spends money on stuff like this because he believes in this stuff, right?
Right.
And that technology is going to help you guys, like, after hours, help schedule appointments, help reschedule appointments, engage with your prospect. It literally can talk to your, like, person on the phone and have a long conversation, right?
I've had some people hit me up for stuff like that, and I'm like, I'm just going to wait it out.
I know. I hear you. Like, that's something, though, like, I would like to eventually try and help you guys get that, even if I have to, like, get our team to, like, you know, somehow bring that to the table for you guys, like, not charge you. I would just think, like, something like that would really help you, like handle some of the business side of things, because I know it's all on your table.
Streamline it a little bit.
Yeah, and especially handle the leads, right? Because, like, I have some big clients, too, that, like, literally get so many leads with us, right? And you guys aren't there yet, so we're, like, thankfully, we're, like, building there, but... But once you get there and handling all these leads, you'll see what it's like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, obviously that's a good problem to be in. So, but let's, like I said, take it kind of step by step. Just stay on top of those leads. Make sure, make sure you don't miss those Yelp leads. Okay?
No, no, it's on my phone, and my phone is glued to my hip. I hate to say, but. Yeah, when it came in yesterday, I was on it. It took me a minute to kind of read through it, and I was discussing it with Joe, and I'm like, $1,000? And I had him pull up the map and everything, so I did message him. I think it was, like, within, like, 5 minutes. But it did take me a minute because I wanted to dissect it a little bit and kind of bring up the property on GPS and everything and kind of really look at what he was asking.
Sure.
And then I called him today, too, so I'll try and reach out to him again.
I mean, like you guys were on Yelp before, and you got, like, no leads, and, like, we just turned it on, and now you already got a lead, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, that's a good sign that, okay, you know, because, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, like, hey, you know, you guys are at least getting leads, you know? Like, and that's the name of the game is, like, you guys need to get leads so you can turn some of those leads into jobs. You
exactly,
know,
or I'm going to get fired. My husband fired the office.
Yeah, this is all going to come crashing down, and none of that, and that's why we had to pivot quickly, because, you know, I'm having to have this conversation with some, because when I bring on people, I'm taking more time. Now that, like, your situation kind of is fresh on my mind, you know, some people I'm like, look, you know, you guys need leads, like, next week. I mean, we're going to have to, like, get Yelp going, like, now. You know, and because the cool thing with our Yelp relationship, I can have leads, like, literally coming in, like, quick, right?
Yeah.
You know, with getting you on the search engine for Google, as you can see, it doesn't, like, just happen in a week, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
But the good news is once you are there and once those really do kick in, like, there's nothing better than the Google leads. Like, it's the best leads, like, you can get out there. But it comes down to everybody's situation is different, and some businesses, like, need, like, business yesterday. So, you know, I'm having more people get signed up with Yelp now just to keep the lead flow coming in, you know, so that they have enough business, right? And so Google, like, kicks in, you know? So But it's like having those like tough conversations like with people, you know, right out the gate, you know, because like,
yeah.
you know, they think my basic package is going to get them, you know, like all this business right out the gate. And unfortunately, it just doesn't work that way.
It
right?
takes time.
It
know?
Does take time to marinate and to dial in. Like we're getting closer and closer, as you can tell. We're getting more and more traction, as you can tell. But, you know, it takes a couple months really for all that stuff to really build on itself, you know?
Yeah.
And the problem is people don't have that kind of time in today's
Yeah.
time,
and we're in an industry where, you know, a roof comes along every, you know, hopefully every only 15 to 20 years if they did
yeah.
a good job. So it's not like in a market where someone's constantly looking for our product, you know?
Exactly.
So, and with the competition around here, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you guys have some serious
cutthroat.
Yeah. You like, thankfully, we're gonna be able to cut through some of that. But yeah, you have some serious competition out there. And the good news though is at least your paper leads are working. Like that freaking just showed us. Like I'm glad. I thought it was just organic, and but that was actually paper leads. So let me type in roofing company right now in Jacksonville, North Carolina. I want to see if yours is okay, so I always see that Monarch. You know who Monarch is?
Monarch, yep. They're out of Wilmington, and I'm like, get out of our city, man. You're like an hour down the road, brother.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they're always
the
like
direction.
They're always like trying to take, you know, your business, man. I always see that girl's face in my face. Like, it's just like, get out of here. Yeah. Like it's annoying. It's like, you know, it's like, you know, and I see roofing solutions a lot too.
Yeah. Roofing solutions. Yep. Patriot Roofing.
Patriot. That's another one. I know. I just
and
see
then
Patriot
Maven,
a lot.
Maven. Maven have, I will say, we've had clients call us and also our realtor, bad taste. They leave a bad taste in.
Yeah, they got
now.
A 4.7. Like they're not even Maven's got a 4.8. But Maven's got 82 Google reviews and Coastal Carolina, they're as bad, but they're showing up too. So no, you guys are in a good position. It's just we gotta get you like more 5-star reviews. I mean like some like Monarch's got 495. You know,
and they've been around, and I will say some of these companies, PQR, Patriot, let's see, Maven, and I'm sure Monarch, they have, like, investors. You know, they have somebody, at, like, helping them with a lot of this. You know, they, especially Maven.
Well, they can
sure,
also spend
sure.
more money, too. So it's like, you know, like Monarch's definitely spending some money on their advertising.
Oh yeah, oh
They are spending major
being
money.
Being a husband and wife team that started from the ground up, like we don't want to have, if we can help it, we don't want to have an investor come in.
No,
We really want to do it on our own. So.
And you guys are on the right track. You're definitely like things are now starting to pick back up, right? We got leads coming in, thankfully again. So the faucet's open. Just keep staying on top of them. Don't let them slip through the cracks, and you're going to be fine. Like, you know, I think between Yelp now and Google, like, you're going to have double trouble going right now. So, that's great. So I can't wait to see that photo. I'm going to let you run. I just wanted to call you real quick because I saw, you know, I'm like, leads are coming in. Okay, I just wanted to hear from your mouth, though. You know,
team's
mouth and see how things are running because, you know, I want to make sure that
the team's great. Stephanie is a sweetheart. You know, she needs a raise, if I can at least say that. She's
well, I was getting on her. I was like, you know, I'm like, look, you need to do whatever you got to do. I don't care what. All hands on deck. Get the whole team. I don't care if you got to call the FBI, the CIA, you know, like call everybody, you know. And she got it. She, when I see
Trump,
when she knows
Trump,
when I talk like that. she's like, okay, I gotta spend more time on their account. Cause, you know, a lot of this is very time consuming, you know, like for our customers. It's like I said, it's not like we just flick a button and you're there. Cause, you know, these guys have been there doing this years before you guys. These guys have spent a lot of time and energy and money to get on the first page. And now we're coming in and trying to throw you in the mix too. Right?
Yep, bring
and
it
so,
on. They're not going to know what's hit them.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, I can't wait to make, like, you're going to be a great testimonial video. That's why I'm putting all that extra energy in you. It's just one day we're going to have you guys up there. You know? I'm going to be like, you should talk to my raid company because you don't even know.
You have no idea.
Yeah. You think you know? You have no idea. Exactly. Well, good. Well, I'm glad everything's moving forward for you guys and that you're getting the leads finally. That's hallelujah stuff right there. And, you know, I'm just thankful that, you know, it's all coming together finally for you guys. So that's great.
Absolutely.
So okay. So five-star reviews.
Thank you guys for all you do.
Yeah, no problem. Five-star reviews and your photo. Make sure we get that running and we'll talk. Okay. Thanks so much.
We'll make it happen. Thanks, Matt. All right.
Bye-bye.